Chapter 51. Two uniformed state troopers, one of them female, brought the Plum sisters into Jesse's office. Molly followed them in. "Captain says we should wait for instructions from you," the male trooper said. "What's your name?" Jesse said to the female trooper. "Mara Quinlan." "Mara, stick around here. Your partner can go." "I'll be in the cruiser," the male trooper said. He left. "Sit," Jesse said. "Please." The sisters sat. Molly closed the office door and took a chair behind them. Trooper Quinlan sat beside her. "Thanks for coming in," Jesse said.
"It was kind of cool," Corliss said. "Riding in the police car and everything?" Claudia said.
Jesse nodded.
"And the state police guy's a real skunk," Corliss said.
"That like being a real fox?" Jesse said.
"Sure," Claudia said. "People your age would probably call him a hunk," Corliss said.
Jesse nodded, looking at them. Corliss, it seemed to him, was usually the lead speaker. She'd say something and Claudia would follow up. He pointed at Corliss. "Mara," he said to the female trooper, "take Corliss into the squad room and sit with her."
"What?"
Corliss said. "I have some heavy things to discuss," Jesse said. "With your sister."
"We always stay together," Corliss said.
"It won't be long," Jesse said. "Mara?" Trooper Quinlan stood and put a hand under Corliss's right arm and helped her up.
"We always stay together," Claudia said.
"Not this time," Jesse said. He nodded at Quinlan, who turned Corliss gently and walked her out of the office. Molly got up and closed the door behind them and sat back down behind Claudia. Jesse looked at Claudia without speaking. Claudia smiled very brightly.
"We're twins, you know. We don't like to be separated," she said.
Jesse continued to look silently at Claudia. "Did your father sexually molest you?" Jesse said. Claudia stared at him.
"What?"
"Did your father sexually molest you?" Jesse said. Claudia looked around the room as if Corliss might suddenly appear and answer the question. Jesse waited. Claudia stopped looking around and looked at him and opened her mouth and said nothing. Jesse waited. Claudia looked over her shoulder at Molly. Molly smiled at her but didn't speak.
"That's terrible," Claudia said finally.
"It is," Jesse said. "Did he molest you together or separately?" Claudia shook her head. "Did he molest all three of you together?"
"Three?
Florence, you, and Corliss?"
"Stop asking me that," Claudia said. She began to cry.
Jesse sat quietly and watched her. Behind Claudia, Molly sat looking at her hands, which were clasped in her lap. After a time, Jesse took a box of Kleenex from a desk drawer and put it in front of Claudia, on the edge of his desk, where she could reach it. "Let me define what I mean by molest," Jesse said, "so there won't be any confusion." Claudia took one of the Kleenex and dabbed at her eyes.